Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Yes, guarantees are on today, C3. I'm telling you, this is going to be a State Fair Blue Ribbon show with, I mean, none other than the one, the only Brian Moses. Do you remember the last time we had Brian on the show?
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of water under the bridge. We got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, especially with his kids as well.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Hayden, yeah, playing quarterback at Vandy. And
then
got to see how Peyton's doing.
Yeah.
Well, let's bring him on without any further ado. Brian Moses, how are you? Are you home in Nashua there?
Just west of Nashua in Hollis. It's great to see you, fellas. I love you both. Thanks for having me on. It's great to see you.
Back at you.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's a bromance thing here. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's great to see you. And gosh, I just, that smiling face of yours, it just lights up the world. So we're really stoked to have you on the show and catch up, Brian. I guess, you know, the thing that I'm most enamored with is this boy of yours who is, we used to say, what was the old story? The young rookie from Sarasota throws the no-hitter. You know, I mean, this kid has gone from, you know, the minors to the majors in no time at all. How's Hayden doing? What's his outlook this year?
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, it's funny. People now refer to me as your Hayden's dad. And it blows me, like, you know, it's incredible. But he's both my boys are incredible, Peyton and Hayden. As you guys know, but the people who are viewing, you know, he tore his ACL his senior year in high school, missed his entire season. It was heartbreaking. I cried for 4 hours on a plane. He went to prep school, rehabbed the knee. His goal was to play college football at a high level. And he got recruited. All of his offers got rescinded because of his injury. They thought he was, you know, damaged goods. He got a D3 opportunity at Grinnell in Iowa, went out there, earned the starting position at quarterback, got some really good film, set two NCAA records his freshman year, applied to a bunch of elite schools, got into Vanderbilt. And I said, so I guess football's out of the question. It's over, right? He goes, what are you talking about? I'm playing football. I said, Hayden, how are you going to play football? He said, what'd you say? Because how doesn't matter. I've preached to him my whole life that decisions change your life. Not, you don't need to get caught up in the how. But I asked him, how are you going to do that? And he corrected me. He said, I have no idea, but I'm going to do it. He did it. His freshman year was great. His first game was against Hawaii in Hawaii last year. He's on the sidelines wearing the headset, calling in the plays. They've got seven quarterbacks. He's 5'8", so he's a short guy for a Division I Power 5 SEC school. But he's smart, and he's contributing to the team. And he got to play in the spring game, had a completion for 6 yards. And we're just living the life. We're going to every game. And he's the signal caller, so you'll see him on the sidelines, you know, playing against Ole Miss and Tennessee and Georgia, and it's we're living the dream.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. They always say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right?
Yeah.
C3. I mean, can you imagine? I got to spend just some rare time with Brian. Can you imagine what it would be like growing up with
Brian
this kind of
father.
Influence
yeah.
as your dad? So, I mean, it's just a DNA thing. There's no question in my mind that Hayden, if he decided to go run for president or, you know, whatever it is he wanted to do, he could do it handily, because you've taught him that, you know, it is really, it's all about the decisions and, you know, worry about how you're going to do it later. Just kudos, man. We're so
Thanks.
Excited for your family and, I mean, it must be a real inspiration for Peyton to have a brother who's witnessed go through, you know, some of these just most, I mean, an ACL, that's like you said, that could be a, you know, that could be a dinger for the rest of the career.
Yeah.
And then to go and just get right back up on the horse and ride is incredible. So we're all excited to see what is in store for Hayden going forward. And even after football, I'm sure it's going to be just something incredible that he's going to, his dent that he's going to put in the universe. We want to stick around and watch that.
Well, thanks so much. I tell him he got all his athletic ability from his dad. And, you know, that draws a good chuckle. But,
well, hey, you know,
it's fun.
It's like you used to teach us, don't ever let the facts get in the way of a good story, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, we'd love to have you down to a game. We tailgated all the games. So if you or any of the viewers want to come say hi, you know, I fire up the grill and I'm wearing all the Vandy gear and, you know, come say hi. I'd love to have you.
Well, we've got an A&M grad here on my left, so we might have to make an arrangement or two here.
See, yeah. We play you guys next year.
Yes, sir.
We play A&M next year. Hayden's
right.
Senior year.
Wow, that's incredible. Brian, you know, it has been, gosh, I guess, has it been a year? It feels like it's been a good long while since we had you on the show last, and there were a lot of things going on in your life. You were just, I think it wasn't long after you had decided to come join us here at EXP and build a great organization. Catch us up a little bit on what you're doing. What I want to know is, how's that book of yours coming?
Well, it's not coming along. The story isn't complete or finished. You know, we're going to include the boys in that book and in that story, but, EXP has been fantastic. It's been an incredible experience. I mean, I get choked up just thinking about it. I've had a really blessed real estate career at Century 21, Remax, had my own company, was with Coldwell Banker for 10 years, sold a lot of real estate, met a lot of incredible people. But I'll tell you, it's hard to put into words what this has been like at EXP. The people here, the community, the culture, it really is very difficult to describe that. And all I can say is that it's a place where strangers become friends and friends become family. It's been nothing short of incredible.
Oh, and I had the privilege of joining you and Mitch and your wonderful group on a call yesterday. It was yesterday, wasn't it?
Man, it was Tuesday.
Thank you for that. Yeah, thank you.
And it just, it's so great. I often joke, it's like the Blues Brothers, you know, when they said, hey, we're going to put the band back together. But,
yeah,
this is like, if I take, you know, all of the people in the world that have had an impact and an influence on my life and put them together, this is what I have. I mean, it's so wonderful to be able to still collaborate and interact and just know that my friends we've all got each other's back. And it's just such an incredible feeling. As I said on the call that you guys did, you know, at some levels, like at the legacy models, the franchise level, people are still competing with each other. Not that that's not healthy, but I think it gets unhealthy a lot of times there, where, you know, people are keeping their cards close to their vest, and I've seen some ugly things go on, but. You know, at the level that we operate, which is 100% transparency, openness, collaboration, I mean, it's such a refreshing thing to see. And as I said before, when Gene Frederick first talked to me about EXP and of course, after Brent had shown me the model, he said, Cliff, we're going to make real estate fun again. And I don't know about you, but I was ready to toss my license back to the state, you know, when I was 58 and ready to go look at an 11th career after real estate. But I must say that this has been just the most incredible opportunity to have my family join me and my the rest of my family, my business family, you know, back in the race with me, and boy, we are doing some incredible things together. It's really just amazing.
It really is impactful, and it's not just the revenue share component, which I think sometimes gets shadowed by all the other great benefits, but the medical insurance, you know, my family is saving $17,000 a year in medical insurance, and my insurance carrier actually improved and provides better care with the EXP's healthcare. The stock awards are a blessing, you know, 30 years in real estate, and the only wealth that I had is the wealth that I risked, the wealth that I worked for, the wealth that I invested. But at EXP, you know, I have stock awards that are just showing up in my account for doing what we do in real estate. So it's been very, very special. It's been very magical. I'm learning again. I'm excited. You know, our friend Jay Kinder says, you know, when he's in a room, he never wants to be the smartest guy in the room. So I have the opportunity to rub elbows with people that are just so brilliant and giving and have all kinds of different experiences in life. And they're just so willing to share the technology and the platforms and the instant gratification of being able to get a question answered that fast is faster than when I had an office and I could walk down the hall to my broker's office and they weren't there. Or, you know, you send somebody an email. Today we have hundreds of staff. And if you have a question or you need anything, it's instant gratification. It's productive, not busy. And I'm just blessed to be a part of it and trying to share it with as many people as I possibly can in a way that's congruent and impactful.
You mentioned some pretty established names, C21, Coldwell Banker, RE/MAX. At least I know, I guess all three of those are publicly traded. How much stock did you accumulate over your career when you were leading the world and selling real estate?
Yeah, I didn't accumulate any. And you know what's really ironic? I didn't even invest in my own company. But at EXP, I invest in my own company. In addition to the stock that I accumulate, I invest in it because I believe in this company. It's really incredible.
So what do you, I mean, when I was looking at this, Brian, you know, we as a group back in the day had been searching for ways to improve a broken model. I'll never forget, well, I guess it was Stefan Schwanepoel wrote that article on the death of real estate or something like that? I forgot, but it was talking about what a broken model we had. When you first were introduced to the model, Brian, what were your initial impressions of it?
Well, I honestly, ignorantly didn't look at it. So I just said no, making the assumption that it was just another real estate company. My assumption was, you know, I'm embarrassed to share that I was so closed-minded. I didn't even consider. I just thought I knew real estate. I thought, okay, it's a place where people go and they get listings and they sell. And I'd been there, done that. I don't want anything to do with that. And so the first few times when people approached me about it, we didn't even get past the first sentence because I just assumed it was just like, you know, all real estate companies are the same. You think about the old fashioned models, the general public would probably agree with us that they're the same. What's the difference between Century 21 and Coldwell Banker? There is no, the clothes that they wear, the yellow coats, or the signage, what's the difference? But so I assumed incorrectly that this was like just another company with a different name. And thankfully, a former coaching client, Dennis D'Souza, you know, reached out to me a few times and I said, Dennis, listen, buddy. And my ego, you know, also embarrassingly was a little bit out of check. And I'm like, dude, I'm doing great. You know, I'm doing fine. I don't need another source of income. Life is good. And he said, Brian, shut up. I said, excuse me? He said, I love you and I care about you and I need you to just listen. And I said, wow. He goes, you don't have to do anything, but you're not even listening to what I'm trying to tell you. And if you'll open your eyes, forget about you. Forget about you for a minute. It won't just impact your life in a positive way. This will change lives. And I know that that's what you're all about. And if you're truly who you say you are, and you're congruent with you want to impact the world in a positive way, you need to look at this. So can I have your attention? And I just shut up and listen to him. But it was with love. It wasn't with arrogance. And, you know, guys, I'm so grateful for Dennis for that call, for caring that deeply to tell me to shut up and to just look at it. So, you know, I'm sure there are people watching this who think that they know about EXP. And I would suggest that maybe you don't know all about EXP. It's a very different, very disruptive real estate model that will impact your life in a positive way. You'll do more production than you are doing currently because of all the tools, the technologies, the coaching, the training, the people who will avail themselves for you on a Saturday morning or a Wednesday night at 9 or 10 o'clock at night because they care and they want to help you. So I'm just, God, I told my wife, I think I shared this with you maybe privately or on another call. I told my wife, Janet, I said, I feel like I've won the lottery. And, you know, financially, revenue share has changed my life. It's duplicated my net worth in 3 years. So my entire life of blood, sweat, tears, risk, investment, I have the equivalent. Now I have double that net worth in revenue share. So I said, wow, we've won the lottery. She said, you haven't won the lottery. You've worked your whole life to put yourself in a position to take advantage of this opportunity and to share it with others. So it was a great perspective from my lovely wife, Janet. And just very excited, very, very, very excited about the future. And thanks to you and Brent Gove and some of the people that took the risk when, man, I don't know that you had 100% surety that this was going to work. But look at you now and you show us what's possible. And we're just in the infancy stages of our growth, but we've got momentum. So I'm excited for the future, for my wife, for my kids, for what I can do for our community, for the impact that we can make on others, not just financially, but emotionally supporting. And man, it's just a great place to be.
Yeah, you know, gosh, I think that story has been told more times than you and I know about how someone who loved and cared about that person who had the closed mind, but they persisted and they finally got through. They cracked the coconut and got him to open their mind. I mean, we talked about this Tuesday. You know, the most expensive thing that a person can ever own is a closed mind. It's just, I mean, sometimes we get that way, but you know, there are people in our lives who, we love and respect, and eventually they can get through to us. But I can tell you numerous times, where we've had
folks still.
That, and you know, sometimes it's the ego that gets in the way. We all have, especially in the real estate business, everybody tends to have a pretty big ego.
Just a smidge.
Just to be able to, and we always, what's the term that we use for great team players? Hungry, humble, and smart, right?
Yeah.
Reaching somebody at a human level where it's about, you know, the impact that you can have on other people. And that's what it was, leverage, Brian, for you and me both. You spent a lot longer coaching agents than I did. You don't get into that business necessarily for the money. You get into it because you want to help agents. You want to help other people. That was what got me out of bed in the morning, and you, I know. And I have been able to have a much larger impact on a much larger audience.
Yeah,
in scale because of EXP. And it's as you just described, you spent your whole career building these relationships that you could then, you know, use to really lift people up. And you know, I just can't, you know, I mean, I, you know, I almost tear up when I think about how this opportunity really helped me fulfill a lifelong dream of, you know, just leaving this place a better place than, you know, when you came here, right? And helping as many people as you can. So,
well, you know, you know what's, you know what's interesting?
That's the culture. Yeah, that's the culture, Brian. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I just turned 57 this year, and I remember when I was being coached by Tony when I was in his platinum program, Tony Robbins, and I went to Wealth Mastery, and they talked about the different phases of, you know, financial security, financial protection, financial vitality, financial freedom, absolute financial freedom. And, you know, he got us thinking about how much wealth do you need to accumulate to live the life that you want to live? And it was a big number. And, you know, I wasn't really willing to pay the price to pursue that number. But I wrote it down. And then over the years, I'd cross that number down and I'd cut it in half and I'd keep reducing that number. And, you know, I think I'm not unusual in that you look at people when they retire, they don't live their current lifestyle. They scale back. My mother-in-law has scaled back. My mother has scaled back. You know, they're getting in their 80s. They're not living like they did in their 60s. They're not taking vacations like they did. They don't have the money that they did. And most people scale back. And for the first time in my life, EXP has given me a plan, a blueprint to not have to scale back, to be able to scale up and have not just financial freedom, which is the number that would produce the lifestyle that you currently live. So think about whatever, where you are today. Well, in 10, 15, 20 years, do you want to be where you are today? Do you want to be forward or do you want to be backwards? I think most people want to be forward. What's your plan? You know, work harder, save more money, you know, invest more, have more risk. So what's really exciting is that I know 5 years from now, I'm going to be further ahead. 10 years from now, I'm going to be further ahead. And I'm really excited about the quality of life that I'll be able to afford myself and my family. And I'd invite anybody watching this to whoever told you about this podcast to reach out to them and look at this model a little bit deeper so that you can have a life where you don't have to go backwards. Tony Robbins says you're either growing or you're dying. I'd prefer to grow. I'd prefer to go forward. And I know you guys are doing it and you're incredible examples and great inspirations. And I'm excited to be here 6.5 years like you guys are. I'm 3 years in. So I can envision what the next 3 years looks like because it grows so fast, but it's been fun. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you more than you know, as you know, friends and role models and inspirations and people who care.
Well, I can't thank you enough. You know, when I was struggling to learn how to, you know, really become a top coach and work with real estate agents, you know, they say that proximity is everything. Just getting, being able to spend time, you know, with you and just have some of that dust of yours roll off and hit me was, you know, was an absolute priceless time to ask for. Brian, I know there's some folks that are, you know, new to the business. I mean, I keep hearing that statistic that, you know, 80% of the commissions that are going to be earned in 5 years will be earned by people who don't even have a license today. And so we do have a lot of people come and go. You're such a landmark in the business. I mean, you got started, you know, I don't want to put numbers to our age and careers. You already said your age, but you've been around for a long time. I don't know that people really understand. You mentioned Tony Robbins. You also worked with Chet Holmes, who was one of the greatest business coaches to ever live.
Incredible.
I mean, you have you've got a history of just, you know, I don't want to say not finishing second, but I guess let's face it. I mean, you're one of those people, I think, that doesn't appreciate the second place view and likes to, you know, look clear ahead. What is it that really, when you've had those moments where you've been down at rock bottom, I mean, it's a roller coaster, and we know that your success has not always been just a straight line, but what is it that you rely on? Who is, or what is your rock at the bottom?
Yeah. So I just wrote down a couple of things to answer that question. Number one is I accept responsibility for my fate. So I am where I am because of the decisions that I've made, good, bad, or indifferent. I also believe that your current situation or your past does not equal your future. You can change. You can turn on a dime. We don't drive down the highway looking in the rearview mirror. We're looking ahead. So know that it's within your control. And then, you know, there's a formula that I use, gentlemen, that is life, your results in life are traced back to your beliefs. So your beliefs control your thoughts. Your thoughts control your actions or your inactions. And your actions control your results. So if you don't like where you are currently, we can trace it back to actions, thoughts, beliefs. And we all have limiting beliefs, right? So, you know, Tony's been a great person to stretch my mind, to help me believe that anything's possible. I've shared those messages with my kids. They're both doing amazing, as we started the show with, because they believe they can. And if you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're right. And I remember going to camps with Hayden, football camps, and the first thing some of these coaches would say is, hey, if you have dreams of playing college football, forget it. And I'd be like, what are you doing? What you're pissing on their dreams? Shoot for the stars. Shoot for the stars. Maybe you'll land on the moon. But don't not shoot for the stars. So I've always been one to shoot for the stars. And, you know, I've fallen short a bunch of times. But it looks, people think that I didn't fall short. Well, it's because I shot beyond where I currently am. So, and then lastly, to answer that question for the newbies getting into the business, like most of us, we think that motivation is enough. We need motivation and we need skills. And one is infinitely more important than the other. And we think that it's motivation, but it's not. It's skills. If you were going to try to fly a plane, you know, I gave you the keys to a Gulfstream and said, hey, take it anywhere you want. You wouldn't be able to get it off the ground. And if you did, good luck landing it. And you're motivated. Or, you know, your car breaks down on the highway. You're motivated to get to your next destination, but you're not a mechanic. You don't have the skills. So I had a coach and a mentor who taught me that skills trump motivation. Hey, how many kids are motivated to play college football?
The reason Hayden's
where he is because he's worked relentlessly on his skills. Footwork, IQ, reading defenses, leadership, all of those are skills. So that's what separates you. And in real estate, it's no different. Lead generation is a skill. Lead conversion is a skill. Can we screw up a perfectly good lead? Somebody calls on a sign. Could we get that person to hang up on us? Of course we could. Well, the opposite is also true. We can also get that person to see value in us and want to meet with us. So let's learn those skills. So skills, and Chet Holmes and Tony and all the greats would tell you the same thing, that the most successful people in life, yes, they're motivated, but they're wickedly skilled. They're so super skilled. You know, so listing presentation, buyer presentation. And when you crack the code on those essential skills, then it's like shooting fish in a barrel. It's easy. It's easy.
Success in real estate pretty boring?
I'm sorry?
I said, isn't success in real estate boring? I mean, it's boring. Really, it's boring because you're just executing at a high level on the same thing every day, doing the same thing, right? It's not, I mean, people get into this business and they think they've got to be real creative and figure out new ways to do things and all this kind of stuff. If you can learn blocking and tackling and just do that consistently, you'll have a great real estate business. Brian, there are some people who don't know some things about you, some things I won't mention on the show, but you are fearless. And there's nobody, in fact, I've seen you challenge people to tell you no, that you can't do something, and then you go do it. We can give a couple of examples. I think the Kentucky Derby was one, right? And wasn't it a couple of, was it a Red Sox game or something where there's many, many stories like this. I guess the reason why I'm asking is this fearlessness that you have, you don't seem like you'd be scared by anything. How in the world, because I got things that scare me, you know, from time to time, and how can you control your mindset to the point where fear no longer drives you, no longer makes you make the decisions that you make?
It's a great question. So I play mental gymnastics with myself all the time. You know, and life is not what happens to you, it's the meaning you give it. So Tony Robbins coached me to give everything a great meaning. When bad shit happens, it's so easy and automatic for us to go, that's awful, that sucks, that, and we're right. Do we want to be right or do we want to be happy? So when bad shit happens to us, I go, what's great about this? What's great about failure? What's great about rejection? What's great about getting kicked in the pants? What's great about losing? What's great about loss? What's great about when things go bad, what's great about this? And what else is great about this? So I always try to find the silver lining. And I'm human, I'm not perfect. But I don't think I'm fearless because there are some things that do scare me, admittedly. I remember when I was down with you guys, I went skydiving with a bunch of the fellows, and man, I was trembling. I was sweating. I'm like, this is it, Janet. This could be it. I was petrified. But Tony shared this with me, and I think this will answer your question. When two people meet, the person with the highest level of certainty always prevails. So I have a high degree of certainty, and I'll say things like, I'm going to do this. And people go, how are you going to do that? And I go, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. And I might fail, and I might fail again, and I might fail again. I'm just not finished yet. I'm going to keep going until I get the outcome. And there's still a lot of things that I haven't reached my outcomes. You know, things that I've decided I'm going to do. You asked me about the book. I'll share publicly. It's going to be a major motion picture. It's going to be on the big screen. The story of my family, not me, my kids. Like Hayden's a fertility miracle. We were told we can't have kids. And what are you talking about? We can't have kids. What kind of doctor are you? Thank God we didn't listen to that doctor. What if I believed him? So I believe that anything's possible. And you know, so we tried fertility. We didn't get pregnant. We didn't give up. We tried again and again and again. Three miscarriages, three lost babies, 11 attempts. We were about to give up. And maybe there's people watching that are about to give up. And then my dad passed away. And my wife said, let's try one more time. Maybe Grampy will put in a good word for you. And we tried one more time and we had Hayden. And he's a miracle. And I read in a book that babies, embryos can hear their parents' voice. So every day during the pregnancy, when Janet went to bed, I'd rub her belly and I'd say, I don't know if you're a boy, I don't know if you're a girl, but we're so blessed to have you coming into our lives, and you are a miracle, and you're going to do amazing things. And I planted those seeds. And man, he certainly has inspired us all. He hasn't let us down. He ran a marathon this year, in addition to a full academic schedule at Vanderbilt, in addition to, full-time football schedule. And he trained for a marathon. I mean, he's reading a book a week. So he makes me look like I'm lazy and incompetent and, have no ambition. So we are excited for his future. And then my youngest is, man, he's just so brilliant. He's engineering type personality, and he knows that he can do anything he sets his mind to, despite our limitations. We all have limitations. We all have obstacles. So I would just encourage everybody to shoot for the stars. Hey, you got nothing to lose. You can't lose what you don't have. So it's been fun. And, when two people meet, how I got Hayden into the LSU locker room to meet Joe Burrow after the national championship.
Yes.
Smoking a cigar with Joe Burrow outside, in right next to his locker. When two people meet, you just have more certainty than the other person. So wow. it's pretty wild.
That speaks so much. And we talk about confidence in the real estate business. That's really the battle, is you've got to be confident that you can get the job done. People know it. They can see it. They can smell it. By the way, I don't know, you may recall that C3 and I did a private mastermind with Jordan Belfort a few years back. I have Jordan's number. If you'd like, I'll call and see if Leo is available to play the lead role, if you think he's capable of portraying you in the movie, Leonardo DiCaprio.
That'd be amazing.
Well,
yeah, we're looking for connectors.
Yeah, yeah. So, and don't tell me I can't do it either, okay? So if you need a connection there, I'm going to make it happen for you. How's that sound?
I love it. Thanks, Cliff. That's awesome.
I think you and Leo have some, man, you've got a lot of things in common. I think he could do a great Brian Moses, don't you?
For sure.
Yeah. Well, C3, Brian and Hayden's relationship is a little bit like ours. I kind of force-fed you things like the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and made him read, or at least tried to get him through, Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He had me as a golf coach initially until he got better than I was able to coach him, and then we got him a real coach and everything. But, Brian, when it comes to the reason why we're here, especially, as a proud dad and stuff, leaving a legacy is really high at the top of the list. And, I'm so proud of what you and your son are doing together. You've got many, many more things that together you're going to accomplish. And Hayden's stands on his own. There's no question about it. But it's great to have a father there next to you during the journey. But I'll tell you this, if it hadn't been for EXP, I don't know if we would be able to sit here. Well, I know we wouldn't be sitting here today working together.
Right.
But it just provided so many opportunities for my family. And you talk about, building an asset big enough to generate the income that you need. And, this monster that you're building and income is it's transferable, it's willable, it's something that is really going to help your legacy live for generations to come, and it's going to impact many generations down from here. Hayden's family, that family's family. I mean, it's just something great that we're able to build and create here. So I just
really fortunate.
I just hope that people that watch today will have an open mind and a heart to do what is right for their family. Because a lot of times we get confused about what's right for our family, and it's not necessarily what we're doing,
Well, people are fearful, and change change, you what's the meaning that you give change? So do you give it excitement or do you give it discomfort? And if you give it discomfort, you're probably not going to take the action because of the thoughts that you're thinking about the meaning. So, you know, change the meaning, change your life.
That's it.
Yes. The meaning that you give to things, like Brian was talking about. It's important.
Well, you know, you talked about belief systems, and we're a victim of our own belief systems, but... You know, it's how we were raised, and you know, my parents were raised during the Great Depression, and they had a little different way of, you know, looking at life than I do. They didn't have a mindset of abundance; they had a mindset of scarcity. And Mom used to wash out, you know, the plastic bags that I would take my sandwiches to school in, and reuse those. And I mean, you know, it was just a different way of living. But you know, today, for people who are caught in that trap and don't believe there's enough sand on the beach, you know, for everybody to enjoy, it's a shame. I feel like that I've almost it's almost like setting someone free, when you're able to help them change their mindset and really grow exponentially as a person. Brian,
yeah, I was just going to ask,
and I hate to say this, but we're almost out of time here. If you had one or two things that you could say to, because this is a difficult market, especially for people who've been in the business less than 5 years, or they've never seen a 2008 to 10, you know, swing like we had then. If you had some words of encouragement and wisdom that you could share, what would they be right now?
Well, develop your skills, lead generation, lead conversion, presentation, and influence skills. And then don't put all your eggs in one basket. Transactional income, you know, that's the roller coaster. The market shifts, you suffer. You know, they're talking about taking away sub-agency fee and buyer agency fee. So if you're working with buyers, you're going to have to negotiate your fee with the buyer. You're going to need the skills to do that. But if you can have other sources of income, and the wealthiest people in the world have multiple sources of income, multiple streams of income. I have other businesses. I have other things that I was doing. But what a beautiful thing to explore at eXp when you have other sources of income, other sources of revenue, other sources of equity while you're doing transactional income. So those would be my final parting words, is be open-minded and don't assume that it's just another real estate company.
Brian, if one of our viewers was interested in maybe having a private conversation with you, or just telling you hello or getting to know you a little bit, what's the best way to reach you?
Sure. So I'm on all the social media, but they can email me brian@brianmoses.com, and I reply personally to all my emails. So brian@brianmoses.com.
Awesome. You got anything? Man, I'll tell you.
No, what. I mean, it was just jam-packed with nuggets today. Thank you, Brian, for coming on last minute for us and plugging in some great value for our audience. I think there was a lot to take away, especially when you get two brilliant minds together for an hour. I think it was great to just sit here and listen to what you guys had to say, and I'm excited for the future that we have together as business partners with this great opportunity. There's a lot of wonderful people like yourself that we get to work with on a daily basis. So thank you for being here, Brian.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah, we got to get these boys hooked up. I'm sure they're going to have a lot to talk about, and I know they're gonna feel like they're related. You got it. All right, brother. Well, hey, Brian, great to see you as always. Please give our best to your lovely wife and say hello to Peyton for us. And we're pulling for Hayden.
We'll do.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI Real Estate On Air.